He's here, except
okay.
He gets something.
Very good.
Dr. Landesman had forgotten his tape before us. He went home to get it.
Oi?
You want to, can you repeat it off?
So we should wait for him.
No, why
not? Should not wait for him.
Huh? I told him I would give him a copy. He didn't want to.
Shame. Good evening. Good evening. We left off on the Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis a couple of weeks ago. On Dalet Amud Beis, we learned a little bit about Netilas Yadayim. The Gemara said after you do Netilas Yadayim, you have to dry off your hands before you eat the bread. We had a machlokes Rishonim whether the niguv, the drying off the hand, is only needed if you didn't pour with a revius, because you have to remove the mayim tmeim, or even if you did use a revius, and even if you had mayim shneim and there's no issue of tumah, still have to dry off. So we left off right after that. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk, umay a pasuk in Mishle, eshesish nefesh yikara tatsut. It's a difficult pasuk. How do you translate the pasuk? Eshesish nefesh yikara tatsut. What does it mean? He says in the name Rabbi Yechanan, he's translating nefesh yikar means an arrogant person. So one who is arrogant, he thinks he's above everything. He thinks he's so great. He's not bound. He's above the law. So he can get so carried away with himself, he can even violate the Yisr Eshesish. Kolodim Sheesh Bugasas Haruach. Everything goes to his head, and he thinks that he's so important. He's above the law. He can even violate Esh Yisish, which is so understood by everyone. Any religious person knows Esh Yisish is a serious aver. He'll be nichshal b'Esh Yisish and Esh Yisish nefesh yikara tatsud. The nefesh yikara will be trapped by an Esh Yisish.
Is that synonymous to Kol Gaiva?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, that's what we call a Baal Gai, but they call Gasa Saruah. Omar Rava, so Rava does not agree. How does that fit into the words in the Pasuk? He has two kashas. First of all, Nefesh Yikara, Nefesh Gevoya Meboyla. If you're talking about an arrogant person, you should call him Nefesh Gevoya. He holds himself in very high esteem. There's nothing wrong holding himself in high esteem, but he exaggerates his importance. A person has to be Moshe Rabbeinu, knew that he was the only one who was on Har Sinai. That was a fact. So that's not the Baal Gaiva. He didn't exaggerate his importance. He was on of Mikol Adam. He knew exactly his place in life. So Rabbi Taina is the word Nefesh Yikara doesn't sound like it's referring to an arrogant person. V'od, if that's what it means, Nefesh, an arrogant person, Nefesh Yikara, will fall in and be trapped by an Esh Yisish. So Esh Yisish tatsud. God, he tatsud meboile. She will trap him. It doesn't fit into the words. This interpretation. One who is arrogant will fall in and be entrapped by an Esh Yisish. Doesn't fit in. Elo, my Rabbi says, no, I think the Pshat and Pasuk is different. Kol habo al Esh Yisish, the Pasuk starts off Esh Yisish. One who violates the Yisr Esh Yisish, even if he is a nefesh yikara, afilo loma Torah dechsid bo yikara him ipninim. Even if he's a big Talmud Chacham, and the Torah is described in Mishle, a different pasuk in Mishle, yikara him ipninim. The Torah is more cherished than pearls. So what does it mean? What kind of a comparison? What do you mean? Torah is more valuable than pearls? This is Gashmis, this is Ruchnis, what's the Tzushta? So the Gemara gives an interpretation. The word Peninim, the simple translation is pearls. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. The Torah is, the one who learns Torah, Talmud Chacham, is more cherished, more precious than the Kengoro who enters Lifnai B'Lifnim. Normally, no one's allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Once a year, the Kengoro goes in on Yom Kippur. So that's Halacha. Rashi quotes the Halacha from the Mishnah in the end of Horius. That Mamza Talmud Chacham Koyim Kengor Lamoritz. The Mishnah there is talking of two people are drowning. and you want to save the life of you know how to swim, but you can't save the life of both of them. Either going to save the life of one or the other. So who takes precedence? And the Mishnah says a Kohen takes precedence to a Levi. A Levi takes precedence to a Yisrael. Yisrael takes precedence to a Mamzer, and so on. You go by Yichas. Then the Gemara says, but what if you have two people drowning? What is a Talmid Chacham? One is a Mamzer Talmid Chacham. So he's a Mamzer. That's a pretty low level. And then the other one is a Kohen Gadol Amharetz. So the Gemara says, Yikorehim Ipninim. The one who learns Torah is more cherished than the Kohen Gadol who's Nichnas Lifnai Vilifnim. It doesn't. The Pshutush on Mikra Pninim means pearls, but in this additional level of interpretation, it means. So that's how he translates the pasuk. Eishesish, one who violates Eishesish, a person who learns. So the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion later that Torah should be megan, should be matzel him from sitting. Should be. Unfortunately, it's not always matzel. So if you have a person who learns and he still fell in with an Eishesish, so he's going to be punished in other mabo. He's going to go to Gehenim. The fact that he learned Torah is not going to help. Nefesh ikara totsud. What does he say? He titzuden aladina shalganim. The avera that he did will not be wiped off just because he learned a lot of Torah. He will be punished in Gehenna. It says in the Chumash HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great. Tashalisa fanav leikach sheichad. What do you mean? What kind of sheichad? How can you give the Rebbe Shalom sheichad? So the Ramban on Chumash explains sheichad mitzvahs. That if I did averus and I deserve a punishment, and then I give a lot of tzedakah and I do a lot of mitzvahs, the Rebbe Shalom will not accept that sheichad. Sheichad, but I'm going to give him money. Money is not sheich. Even if I do a lot of mitzvahs, the sheichad of mitzvahs is not going to happen. Unless I do tshuva, different thing. If I do tshuva and then I give tzedakah, that's a different story. But if you don't do the tshuva, so the Rebbe Shalom doesn't accept sheichad. So that's what it says over here. Even if the fellow is a big talmid chacham, so I'd go on a shtelfer. Rabbi Yechanan never met Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai was in the earlier Tanoim, and Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amoraim. That's why he says Mishum. If it would say Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai means that he heard from him directly. Like before, what does it say? Amar Abchia Bar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Abchia Bar Rabba was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. He heard this directly, so he says it over. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Kolad Mishesh Vikasas Aruach, person who is arrogant, Kilo Oyver Avodis Kechovin. It's such a serious avera, like one who worships Avodah Zarah. Why? What's the source? Ksiv hocha tavas Hashem kol gvalev. In Mishlei it says that one who is arrogant, a gvalev, is considered tavas Hashem. And the word toeva appears in Chumash in connection with Avodah Zarah. Ksiv hasam in Chumash it says v'lasavisei v'al beisecho. That pasuk v'lasavisei v'al beisecho means you're not allowed to get hanoah from Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to take Avodah Zarah into your home. Also, you're not allowed to hold it in your hand. V'lasavisei v'al beisecho. It's an isa. So Te'eva is a description of Avodah Zarah. Here, Te'avas Hashem is a description of the person who is arrogant.
By
Arayas
too?
By Arayas also, yeah. There it means unnatural. There it means an unnatural line.
By Ritzicha also, I
think. By Ritzicha? I don't remember. I don't know. I don't remember. What is the Kavana here? What is the Kavana? One who is a Balgaiva is like an Avodah Zarah. So the Mefarshim explain. A person is a Balgaiva who thinks... has a very low opinion of other people. He thinks that he's so great, so he thinks that it's beneath his dignity to have a shaychus with that person. So if that's really a correct attitude, so the Rebbe Shlom is so much greater than all of us, so it's beneath his dignity to have any shaychus with any of us. So that's kilo ebed avarizar. Not kilo ebed avarizar, worshiping avarizar. I mean, you don't believe that God is mashgiach on the world. In that sense, ebed avarizar. He doesn't believe that God lowers himself. If I feel it's beneath my dignity to be friendly and to talk to someone who's a lowly individual because I'm so Ram and Isa, so it's beneath the dignity of the Rabbi Shalom to have a shaychus with anybody. So that's Kilo Eber Avodah Zarah. There's a famous comment that they attribute to the Beis Halevi and to other Gedolim that I think on this Gemara that when the Rabbi Shalom wanted to create Adam Arishon, so he says Nasa Adam Mitzamein. Nasa Adam Mitzamein. What do you mean Na'asa? There's only one God. If you believe in the Trinity, So the members of the board were discussing with each other, should we create Adam Rishon? But there is no Trinity. We believe Hashem Echad. So who is he talking to? So he was talking to the Malachim. Talking to the Malachim, they have a day also. So the Medrash says, the Rabban Shalom consulted the Malachim, who are much less intelligent than he is, because he wanted to teach us the lesson that whenever we have to make a decision, we should consult with others, even if the others are less intelligent than us. with Teshua Berav Yoitz. It's a good idea to consult with others. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo is running a risk in writing Nasa Adam Salmen. He's running a risk of
people
may think that there is a Trinity. They'll think that there's more than one God. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo felt that it's so important to teach the lesson of humility that even a person who is very intelligent should consult with the less intelligent people. So he writes in the Chumash Hichta V'Yatzma, he dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, write that I consulted with the angels. So one who's a Baal Gaida doesn't hold from that. He holds that he's Romani, so he'll learn the Pshat and the Pasuk Kipshuto. Nasa Adam and Salmen, and there's more than one God.
A woman says, your son is cute, so no.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a committee.
He said, Esa lo eze kinegdo. Right, so some of the Farshman in the Siddur say that that's what it means, Shosani Kirtzono. It's not a bracha like a Tzidik Adin. The Tasa is like a Tzidik Adin. She's saying, even though the man was created on a higher level, he says, Shosani Isha, so the woman says, a Tzidik Adin, okay, I thank the Rabban, I praise the Rabban Shalom that he created me in this lowly level. So others interpret, no, it's not a Tzidik Adin. She says, she's bragging, Shosani Kirtzono, he created me. He says, Esa lo eze kinegdo. It doesn't say Nasa, Beloshin Rabbi. That God created Chava without consulting with the angels. So she's proud of that. The women are proud of that fact. So the first statement of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is, one is a Baal Gaiva is considered so Chomer Dika and Avera, like one who worships Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yochanan Didei Omer, Rabbi Yochanan has his own opinion. He thinks that it's even worse than that. Kilo Kofa Beikir. When a person becomes arrogant, he'll forget about God completely. Not that it'll be over, but it's zar that he doesn't think that God has hashgacha, like we said, because he thinks he's so high and mighty, so he doesn't want to have any shaychus with the lesser people, so God shouldn't have a shaychus either. No, he'll completely forget about God. The Gemara is assuming that one, that's a discussion, a debate. Which is worse? One is an Ovid Ovid Zara, and one is a Kofer Beikar, doesn't believe in God at all. So the simple reading in the Gemara is that one who's Kofer Beikar is worse than one who's Ovid Ovid Zara. That's how they tell the story about the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, when he had to travel somewhere, so he used to have a Goyish wagon driver, Baal HaGolah, he used to take him. So on one occasion, the Goy didn't feel well, so he had to send a substitute. So someone else took the Baal HaTanya somewhere. So the next time he said he doesn't want to go with the second guy, he wants to go with the first guy. Why? Because the first guy, whenever they would pass by the church, so he always used to tzelem zech. And the second one, when they passed by the church, he wasn't a religious guy. So he didn't tzelem zech. So he said he'd rather have the Christian, who's a frumah Christian, at least he believes in God. He knows that there's Lord Sirtzach. He's afraid of a God. He said the second one doesn't believe in anything. So that's worse. It has no fear of anyone. No religion at all. Oh yeah. So that you see from this Gemara like that, that Kofa Beika is considered worse than an Ovid Avodah Zarah. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. Rabchanin Omar, it's considered kilubo al kol arayis. What's that? Why is it considered one who is a Baal Gaiva as if he violated all the arayis? It's based on psuk. Yitziv ha'chatavas Hashem kol gvalev. That's the pasuk in Mishlei that they quoted before, and by Arayis it says Kol Hashiyasim Kol HaTorei V'Israel V'Nichrusu. The expression Teivus appears in connection with all the Arayis, so the Baal Gaiva is compared to the one who violates all the Arayis. Ulam Kilu Bon Obama. What's Kilu Bon Obama? Means Obama Lavad Izar. You're not allowed to build the two kinds of Obama. There's a Obama Shchut Echutz. You bring Korbanos on Obama. His mind that there's an Isser Bamas, but here he means Kila Bottom Bamas as if he built not just he believes in Avodah Zarah, as if he built an altar for the Avodah Zarah. Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, Chidl Lachem in Adam, Shenashama Biapo, Ki Bameh Nechshavu. Who does he think he is? Stop paying so much attention to people, they're only human beings. Bameh Nechshavu, he's only a person, he's not God. So the Gemara says, Tikri Bameh El Obama, one who thinks so highly of himself that he exaggerates his greatness. A Baal Gaiva is considered as if he built a bomb of the Zohar. Then the Pasuk, the Gemara was working on a Pasuk before, Yad Li Yad Lo Yinoke. Where was that Pasuk? I forgot already. Yad Li Yad. Oh no, that's then the end of this Pasuk. It's all a Mishlei. The end of this Pasuk about the Baal Gaiva. What does it say? Ma yad yad lo yinoka. That's right after the pasuk by the gaiva. My yad liyad loinokavir and dalar on the base, about six lines from the bottom. Omar, whose member is it? Omar Rav. Omar Rav, how do you read this Gemara? The way it says in our Gemara, kol habo aleish esish, I feel one who violates Isa Reshishish means that it's right after the Pasuk, Eshishish Nefeshikar Tatsut. So Rashi says that's the wrong Pasuk. Rashi, look, I've seen a call up boy. See the Rashi, four lines from the bottom. So Rashi crosses out the Girsa that we have in the Gemara. So Rashi says, look, I've seen a call up boy, Eshishish, Lomishtoi Kroela Begasi Haruch. This Pasuk, Yad Liad Lo Yinoka, we quoted a few Psukim from Mishle. So the one who had this Girsa made a mistake. They thought that this Yad Liad Lo Yinoka says right after Mishle Vav, Eshishish Nefeshikar Tatsud. So Rashi says it's not right. This Pasuk is after the other Pasuk in Mishle. That's talking about the Gaiva. So what does it mean, Yad Liad Lo Yinoka? So the Girsa should say, Kol Hamid, how does it say? Kol Sheyesh L'Gassus HaRuach, Afilu Hiknehu, Nachamol. Afilu Hiknehu L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shemayim Oretz Ki Avram Avinu Dichsib Bey Hari Mersi Yodeh L'Hashem Ki Elal Yon Kornei Shemayim Oretz Le Yinoka Medina Shal Gehenim Yad Li Yad Lo Yinoka says right after Gaiva. If a person is an arrogant person, he will not be forgiven. His avera of arrogance will not be wiped off unless he does tshuva. His avera of arrogance will not be wiped off even if he's frum and he says frum arayin and he's talking frum adirashis yad liyad. Like Avram Avinu raises saying, Hari Moshe Yodei El Hashem Keel Al Yon Kodesh Shemayim Vaaretz, even if he's preaching monotheism all over the world, but he's a Balgaiva, so he will not be spared from suffering in Gehenna. Sure. So that's the pshat that Rab said. Kasha Luhula Debei Rab Shele. So they were bothered with a kasha. That's what it means. Yad Li Yad refers, even if he's preaching monotheism, and like Avram Avinu, a Nefesh Hashrasa Bechoran, Rambam says he had tens of thousands of people that he influenced. So if the person is a Balgaiva, even if he had a tremendous influence on people, still going to go again. But it doesn't fit into the words in the Pasuk. Ha yad li yad lo yinoke yodi miboyle. It says, Hari Moshe yodi al Hashem. If you're referring to Avram Avinu, so it shouldn't say yad li yad. Should say yodi lo yinoke, or something like that. Elo, so they have a different interpretation. What does it mean? If a person is a Balgaiva, this Pasuk Yad Yad is right after the Pasuk Mishle about the Balgaiva. If one is a Balgaiva, even if he received the Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu, he received directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yad Liyad, Dichsibi Mimina, Eish Dos Lomer, the Baruch Hu gave the Torah from his right hand, so to speak, to Moshe Rabbeinu, still lo yinoka medina shel gehenim. So that's the interpretation that they gave in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is clearly speaking about a Balgaiva, and lo yinoka means he will not be forgiven for his sin of Gaiva, even though he's accomplished so much for Torah and for Yiddishkeit and whatever. But the question is, what is the phrase liad liad? What does the phrase mean? So Rabbi Yechanan thought that it means, even if he's preaching monotheism like Avraham Avinu. And they said it doesn't fit into the Pasuk. So they said, Afilu kibal Torah k'Moshe Rabbeinu, even if he received a lot of Torah, like Moshe Rabbeinu, then kash leila Rabbi Yechanan, hai yad liyad, yad miyad miboyli. Saying, even if he's as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, he received the Torah from the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimina eish das lomer. Boshlan gave the Torah from his right hand to Moshe Rabbeinu. So shouldn't say yad liyad, even if the arrogant person is yad miyad miboyle. Elam Rabbi Yechanan, no, it does mean that. Charity is usually given. I give from my hand to the hand of the ani. I give him the money. That's what it means. Usually we say it's doka tatzel mimaves. A person gives doka, so that will cover over on a lot of averes. Rabbi Yechanan says, this pasuk says, one is a balgaiva, apilois, it's doka baseser. Dichsid mat mseser yichpa'af. Usually, when a person gives a lot of tzedakah, that will serve as a kapara. So the aveira of Gaiva is so terrible, lo yinoka medina shel gehenim. Sure. The tzedakah will not help, unless he does tshuva. A tshuva helps for everything. If he doesn't do tshuva, that is nisht help. What is the aveira? The Gemara is talking so much. Where is there a pasuk that says that you're not allowed to be arrogant? I think in the Hagdomah to the Smag, he writes that he completed the smag as a Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol by one of the Bali Ates, Rav Moshe Mikutzi. There's a smag, a Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, and the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol. They give you the minyan of mitzvahs, which are the 613 mitzvahs. Different opinions. The different Rishonim have different calculations which mitzvahs you include, which you don't include. So the Smag was one of the Balei HaTos. He wrote a whole sefer, and he threw a whole party when he completed the siyum of the sefer. And then that night he woke up in the middle of the night. He had a dream that one of the mitzvahs came to him, and he complained, "You left me out, you left me out." So he woke up in the middle of the night, and he took a sefer Torah, started mishing, and he came to the realization he left out the mitzvah that says that the melech has to be careful, l'vilti yarm levava meyachov. His high position shouldn't go to his head, shouldn't become arrogant. So he understood that pasuk, l'vilti yarm levava meyachov, the melech has to carry the sefer Torah with him, has to write a second sefer Torah. Every Jew has to write one sefer Torah. We learned in the second parak in Sanhedrin. Every Jew has to write a Sefer Torah and keep it at home. The Melech has to write a second Sefer Torah after he's appointed Melech, small Sefer Torah, and carry it with him all the time. Because the Melech has such a high and mighty position, and he has such power, so the power can corrupt. So he should always carry a Sefer Torah that he shouldn't become arrogant. So the Smag says that any person who has good looks, or a lot of seichel, a lot of intelligence, a lot of money, whoever has whatever kind of a mila, or a king, whatever mila you have, you should be careful that mila shouldn't go to your head. So he can't, when he woke up, he threw out one of the other mitzvahs and he replaced it with this mitzvah. That's the source, the one is not allowed to be a bal gaiva. But the Gemara is digging to find out where is there a pasuk in Chumash. We usually assume that the mocker for all of the midas taivas, we divide the mitzvahs really into three categories. There's ben adam la'mokam et adam la'chaver, then there's ben adam li'atzma. A person should work on his midas. Work on his midas is the pasuk of halachta bedrachov. And then we assume that halachta bedrachov, the next pasuk says, halachta bedrachov, v'ro kalam heros kishem Hashem nikra lecho v'yaru mimeko. That's in Parshas Kisavai. So what it means that everyone is created b'tzelem alakim. So we were all created with all the midas tavis within us. So the pasuk says v'alachta b'drachim, not to imitate the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means to preserve the midas tavis that you were endowed with at birth. When we were born with the midas tavis. V'alachta b'drachim does mean to imitate, to pick up midas, means to preserve the midas that we have. And then the next pasuk says v'ro kalami ha'aretz, when all the nations of the world will see that we have succeeded, kishem Hashem nikra alecha, you have succeeded in preserving your tzelem alakim. Shem Hashem means tzelem alakim. V'yaru mimecha, they will learn from you how to act with Yerushalayim. The Jewish people are supposed to serve as the Or Lagoyim. That's what the Navi Yeshaya says. So where did the Navi Yeshaya get it from? The Gemara says in Bava Basra that any idea that the Nevi'im present must be rooted in Pasuk and Chumash somewhere. But every idea of Hashkafa was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So where does it say in the Chumash that the Jewish people are supposed to serve as the Or LaGoyim? So this pasuk says, "V'ro kalami ha'aretz," when all the nations of the world will see, "Kishem Hashem nikra alecha," we should act in such a way that they should see what a tzelem alakim is. They also have tzelem alakim. They can preserve their tzelem alakim also. V'yoru mimekel, they will learn from you, they will learn from the Jewish people how to act with Yerushamay. So it's usually assumed that pasuk, "V'alachta b'drachav," is the marker for the chiyuv, a new category of chiv, mitzvah shebin adam liatzma, to preserve one's midas tovus. The Gemara wants to have a more specific, like the Smag had to have he wanted to find a more specific pasuk for the midah ruah, the iser of gaivus. He came up with that pasuk, levilta yom levav meyach. So that's what the Gemara asks over here. Asar legasai ruach minai, on the third line from the top of Ham and Aleph, where is there an explicit, a more explicit pasuk? Not sufficient to pasuk by Kodesh Bohu. So the anivus, the humility of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is one of his midas, and we were commanded v'halachta v'drachov to preserve the tzelem alakim that we have. So we should also act with anivus. But the Gemara wants to have a more explicit pasuk. So they quote a pasuk from Navi, Omar Rava, Omar Ziri, Shimu v'hazina al tigbo. Don't become arrogant. Be careful, don't become arrogant. Yeah. So one of the Mefarshim wants to say, "Asara legase haruach," and the plural. The Gemara, I forgot who I say. One of the Mefarshim on the An Yankiv wants to say, Rava knew that there were psukim and chumash for an individual not to be arrogant, but he thought maybe the tzibur may have an arrogant attitude. The Jewish people altogether are permitted to act with arrogance against umas oilam. So they quote a pasuk, no, asar legasei haruach, and the plural. Where do you see that even the whole tzibur shouldn't act with arrogance? Shimu v'hazinu, the Navi speaking to Klal Yisrael as a whole, al tigbo. He says even the tzibur shouldn't act with arrogance. A lot of times we do. Lloyd died, that individuals act with arrogance about other individuals. A lot of times people representing the whole tzibur will rile everybody up, and they get everybody to act as if we are the Am HaNivcha, but you don't have to exaggerate your importance just because you're Am HaNivcha. You're not going to get away with everything, forget. Because with the Am HaNivcha, we will be held to higher standards. So that's what some suggest. Gasei HaRuach is in the plural, that he was fishing around to find a mocker, that there's an issue for the tzibur to be in an arrogant attitude. Nachma Yitzchak Mehocha, he quotes a pasuk that speaks in the singular. He's not talking about the tzibur. There's a law that says you're not allowed to forget God. And there's another pasuk in Chumash that says that if a person will become arrogant, this will lead one to v'shachachto. And since there's a law, you're not allowed to forget God, so it's self-understood, one is not permitted to act with arrogance because that will cause him to forget the Ribbono Shalom. Is that a law? It says, Yishom lecha pentishkach es Hashem alokecha. Is that a law? Because it said, Ashara legasi haruach. Ashara means a law. Einoinshim alokeim asirin means he can't give an oinish aguf, a malchus amisa, unless the person violated an ashara. Ashara means a law. So where is there a law? Yishom lecha, be careful. Then the Gemara says, no, kid rabav and amr abiloy, amr rabav and amr abiloy, komak mishinema, yisham and pen vial, ein ala beloy says, and whenever the Torah has a din, hishomer, that's a lav, either hishom and pen aral. The din is you only get malchus if you violate an avera that's similar to losachsam shabbadishoy, because the pasuk of malchus is written right next to losachsam shabbadishoy, so it has to say in chumish loy, like loy sachsam shabbadishoy. What if it doesn't say loy? So that's what Rabbavin quotes in the name of Rabbi Eloi. There are four expressions, either Loi, or Hishama, or Pen, or Al. These three are equivalent to Loi. So any one of these four is a regular Loi Sesei that you'll get Malkus on. So that pasuk, Hisham Locha Pentishkach, is a regular Lav. It's a Lav Shem Bo Maisis. And Reila is not going to get any Malkus, but it's a regular Lav. Hishama is a Lav. The more continues with the Gaiva. Dorosh Rabavira, Rabavira said over, in public more than once, Zimnin on some occasions, Amla Mishmei de Rav Asi, Zimnin Amla Mishmei de Rav Ami. Rav Ami and Rav Asi were two Rabbanim who were contemporaries, who lived in Bovel. And then there were another two Rabbanim who were contemporaries, lived in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. There's only smicha in Eretz Yisrael, so Rebbe means rabbi, you have smicha. In Bavel, they didn't have any smicha. Unless they go to Eretz Yisrael, they get smicha. Then when they go back to Bavel, the smicha doesn't evaporate, it doesn't fall apart. But they couldn't travel back and forth, it was expensive. They couldn't afford to go travel. So those who lived in Bavel usually didn't have any smicha. So Rav Ami v'Rav Asi were two chaverim who lived in Bavel. And Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi were two contemporaries who lived in Eretz Yisrael. So this Rav Avira lived in Bavel. He didn't have any smicha. So he said over, sometimes in the name of one, sometimes in the name of the other, maybe they both said it. What they said was, if a person is arrogant, he will be cut down. What do you mean, mismayit? What do you mean, mismayit? So Rashi writes on the third line from the top, mismayit mechashivuso. He will lose his, what leads him to be arrogant? He's the top man in the department or whatever. He's the chief or whatever. He has a big position of power. So if he acts with Gasa Ruch, so the people are not going to like him. So they're going to fire him. He will lose his chashivas. So I saw Meforshim and Yankel are bothered with the question, if that's what it means, like Rashi says, so what do you have to dig up a pasuk from Miov? Mashbil Geim, there's so many other psukim in Mishlei. He digs up a pasuk, Rumu Miyat. He gives up Shetel. Rumu, if a guy is very high, arrogant, what's going to happen is going to be Miyat. That's not the Pashab Shat in the pasuk. And there's so many other psukim that say that. So that's why they think that they suggest not like Rashi. Rashi says, Mismait Mechashivusoi. So others say, no. If a person is arrogant, Lebesof, he will be Mismait, means he will die at a younger age or he will get sick. Physically, it doesn't mean Mismayit he will lose his chashivas. So that mashpil geim, that doesn't really say in all those psukim. All the psukim say that whoever is arrogant, he will be lowered from his high position. Mismayit means he's going to get sick and he's going to die younger. V'shem atami yeshnem bo'elam. All right, he may get sick, but he'll still live to a ripe old age. No, Talmud Lomar, Ruma miyat ve'enen is going to disappear. It means he's going to die at a younger age. Unless he does tshuva. V'imchayzebay, is it such an avera that tshuva doesn't even help? Is there such a thing that tshuva doesn't help? Sagdim arnein. V'imchayzebay, if the Baal Gaiva does tshuva from the Gaiva, Nesav is man, he'll live to the age of 120. He'll live to a ripe old age like normal people. Ki Avram Avinu. Why? Shinema, that next pasuk in Iyov says, Ruma miyat ve'enenu. The guy's going to be high and mighty. He's going to be mismite. He's going to get sick. And then he's going to disappear. He's going to get sick. He's going to die. But then the next pasuk says, V'humchu, if he will humble himself, he'll be a mach. Kechol yikpotzen. What do you mean, kechol yikpotzen? He'll live to a ripe old age like the three others. That each one, Avram, Yitzchak, Yanki, each one it has the expression kol. Ke'avram, Yitzchak, Yanki, Duchsibuhu, Bakol, Mikol, kol. Where are the three psukim? So Rashi quotes, Hashem Berech has Avram Bakol. That's Bakol. Yitzchak says he wanted to give the bracha to Esav, and then Yankiv gave him the food, and then Esav came and he says, I give out. I just gave the bracha to someone else. He gave me a meal, Baruchal Mikol, and I ate everything that he gave me. So that's Yitzchak used the expression, Baruchal Mikol. And Yankiv says, Kichanai Lakim, Chieshli Kol. So that's when we speak about Bakol Mikol Kol, and the benching we're referring to Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv. Gemara says it here because of this pasuk. Kechol yikpotzim v'humchu. If the arrogant person will lower himself down, he will do tshuva. He will become a normal person, a normal humble person. It's kechol yikpotzim. He'll live out his years like Avram Yitzchak Yankiv didn't die at a young age at all. Yeah. But if he doesn't do tshuva and he insists on staying in his arrogant position, what will happen will be ukirosh shiboles yimolu. It's a difficult pasuk. That's an Iyov. The next pasuk in Iyov, ukirosh shiboles. You have stalks of grain that grow on the field. So on the top of the stalk, that's rosh shiboles yimolu. What does it mean? That's going to be the punishment. What does it mean? My Kiroshi Bolus, what does it refer to? Ravuna Rav Chizda had a machlekes. Chad Omar, one of them said, Kisasa de Shibolton, like the fuzz. On top of the, you have stalks of grain, so then on top there's a little fuzz. So when the wind blows, the fuzz falls down. So these guys are so arrogant people, are so high and mighty, they're like the fuzz on top. Normal people are high. And these guys like the fuzz on top, and the wind is going to come. The wind can't blow down the stalks. That's a sturdy, but the fuzzy stuff on top can be blown over. That's the meaning. Chadoma, one of the two, Rapun Rapchiza, one of them interpreted, just like the wind comes and blows down the fuzz on top of the stalks, so too the arrogant people will be knocked over. They'll die at a younger age. But Chadoma, the other one says, no. Kishiboy lesatzmo. Kiroshi bolis refers to the top of the stalk. It doesn't refer to the fuzz on top of the stalk. What do you mean? So what does that mean? So the Gemara says, how do you translate the pasuk? It's like the fuzz on top, so we understand. That's what it means. So what does it mean? What do you mean? The stalks are going to fall down. The stalks don't fall down when the wind grows. They sway in the wind, but they don't fall down. And for the Gemara, Amaravasi, what the Amora meant to say, the farmer comes into the field and he wants to harvest the stalks, so the stalks that are taller get cut off first. Then when he has to, then there are shorter stalks. He has to, later on he'll bend down and he'll cut the shorter stalks. But the first stalks that he chops down are those that are taller. So when the Malach HaMavos is looking to take people's lives, he's going to take first these arrogant people. They're like the taller stalks. Gevoy gevoy humalakeh. The farmer goes into the field. So first he chops down the taller stalks. The upshot of the story, the Gemara says that arrogant people will die younger than others. Okay. Then there's a pasuk that describes the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is B'chomachim Shata Motzei, G'delos HaShor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shamata Motzei, Amason Nusay. So this is one of the pasuk in the pasuk describes how powerful HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Then it says, V'ezdaka Shval Ruach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the humble people. What does that mean? He is with the humble people. The Ezdako Ushval Ruach. So Ravun Rav Chizda had a machlekes before, had to read the previous pasuk, and he of the Kiroshi Bodhis Yimolu. So they had a machlekes here also. Chado Amar, one of these two Chachamim interpreted, Iti Dako. the oppressed person, the person who is humble, I will elevate him that he should be in a higher position. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a high position, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will elevate the humble people, they should be in a high position. And the other Amar interprets, no, Ani is Daka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will lower myself to be together with the humble people. Two different ways how to read the Pasuk. Yes, Daka, I will lower myself to be with the humble person, or I will elevate the humble people that they should be higher up. Mistabra makes more sense. The second shot, Kamadama Aniyas Daka, makes more sense to say not that the Rabbanu Shalom will elevate the humble people to a higher position, but rather he will go down, lower himself to be with the humble people. Shaharei, we know historically, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah Har Sinai, so there's a famous medrash that says on the pasuk in Tehillim, Lama Terat Tan Horin Gavnunim, that all of the mountains were tumbling, they were all applying. They said, "We would like you to give the Torah." We heard that Rabbanu Shalom wants to give the Torah on top of a mountain, so all the tall mountains were vying for the position. So the tall mountains wanted the job. Rabbanu Shalom Hiniach Kol Har Megvos. He ignored all of the tall mountains and the hills, v'shishchinas al Harsina, which is not so tall. And the same thing, v'legov Harsina l'mayla. He didn't make Harsina taller. Adar Rabbah, he gave the Torah dafkan Harsinai, because Harsina is a lower place. And so too, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu, he appeared from the snare. The snare is a bush. It's not a tall bush. It's not a tall tree. There are tall trees. The Rabbanu Shalom appeared from the bush, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always likes the humbled people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes to act with humility. Several of the Mefarshim, both Chassidish and Misnagdim, say on the first, they have this name, Rab Chaim Volozhiner, and the Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos, and they have it from Rab Levi Yitzchak Berditchever on Pirkei Avos. They have it from other Tzadikim also. The opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, etc. So what does it mean? Moshe received the Torah at Har Sinai. That's a simple pshat. So they say that Moshe Kibbutz Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who received the Torah. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was so humble, Mi Sinai, because of his humility. Why was the Torah given at Har Sinai? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Niach Kol Har Megvos V'Shchinas Al Har Sinai, because Har Sinai is a lower mountain. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boicher B'Anov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates humble people. That's why he wanted to give the Torah Har Sinai. So that's why he chose to give the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was so humble. He was more humble than everybody else. A person should learn from the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu approves of the meat of humility. We should do the same. And also, when he appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu, he appeared from a little bush, not from the top of a tall tree. Then the Gemara continues with how terrible it is for a person to be arrogant. Omer Rab Lozer, kol adam sheyesh begasus haruach, anyone who is arrogant, roy legadoy kashera. And Asherah is a tree that they worship as an avodah zara. So the Torah says, when we come into Eretz Yisrael, and there'll be trees that were worshipped by the avodah zara who lived there before Yeshua ben Nun brought in the Jewish armies, Ashereim tigadeon, you should chop down the trees. So the Loshin Ligadea means to chop down a tree. So here it also says, V'rami HaKoma, the Pasuk says in Novi, V'rami HaKoma Giduim, the arrogant people will be chopped down. Uchsiv Hasan by Avodah Zarah, V'ashereim Tigadeim. Because we said before that one who's arrogant is like an Avodah Zarah, and by a tree that's Avodah Zarah, it's a mitzvah to chop it down, Ashereim Tigadeim. So here also, Rami HaKoma should be chopped down, because they represent an idea of Avodah Zarah. Then the Gemara says, "V'amar Rab Lozer," based on another pasuk, "Kol adam sheyesh begasus saruach," a person who is arrogant will not be zeiched to tchias hameis. Why? Ein afor, he uses a lashon offer. A person is arrogant. The pasuk says, "Chumash the Baruch Shem created Adam Rishon offer min Adama." We all know that's what it says. But if I hold that I'm God's gift to the world, so how can I was offer min Adama? I must have been made from diamonds and emeralds and pearls or something, gold, silver. I wasn't offer min Adama. So the pasuk says, "Oh yeah, you don't think you're offer min Adama? Tchias HaMeisim is only for those who are offer." That's what the pasuk says. So since he holds that he's not offer, he holds that he's gold and silver and diamonds and emeralds, so he's not going to have tchias HaMeisim. Kol adam sheyesh begasus ruach ein afor aninah. His offer will not return to life. Shenem hakitzur anu shechne offer. Wake up from the dead. Those of a shechne, what does it mean? Shech they be offer loy number. It doesn't say those who are buried in the ground, the dead people. It says shech they offer mishenasa shech and offer bechayev. One during his lifetime was humble like a shech and be offer. He didn't exaggerate his greatness. Didn't exaggerate his importance. It's not this. See, there are people who suffer from a low self-esteem. The Gemara is not encouraging us to have a low self-esteem. Arrogance is a person who exaggerates his position in life. Shouldn't a guy exaggerate? A person should know exactly where he is in life. Le'omar Ablozer, another member of the same Amor, says another member, Kolom Shesh Begasus HaRuach, a person who thinks too highly of himself, he's arrogant. Shechina Mi'alei L'Solov, the Shechina is crying over that. But Hashem created human beings that they should act like mention. They shouldn't act like Bali Gaibishinema. The Gavaya Mimerchak Yiyadeya. Gavaya means the arrogant person, Mimerchak Yiyadeya. The Bani Shalom from his distance will chop him down. I think Rashi learns Yiyadeya Miloshin Lishaber. Mishtaber is all of, yeah. Either means the Bani Shalom is crying over him or he will cause him to suffer. One of the two Chacham, someone or the other, said the following. Remember, they're not sure to whom to attribute. Either Rav Avira lived in Bavel, or Rabbi Elozer lived in Eretz Yisrael. So they're not sure who said this memra. It's unusual. Usually the toss-up is between two people who lived in the same area. Boyerei, take a look. Shalok, Midas HaKadosh Baruch, Midas Basu Adam. Baruch Shalom, the way he runs the world is not the way we act. Midas basav adam gavoya royas hagavoya ben gavoya royas hashofel. Tall people walk on the street and they see other tall people. They don't look down. They don't look down. The Gemara says they darken shalom yiradam on the stack of the drachim. People usually don't look down when they walk. I don't know. When you walk in New York, you gotta look down for various reasons. Okay. So the Gemara says the normal course of events, people look and they see people at the same height. Ainik vayrayes hashofar. Aba kodesh baruch hu, midas hakodesh baruch hu, anything. Hu gavoy, Rabban Shalom is very tall. He's greater than all of us. Vayrayes hashofar. And bedavke, he's only interested in giving a hashgacha, more of a hashgacha pratis to humble people. Shenema kiram Hashem. Hashem is very great. Vishofar yira bedavke. He will give more hashgacha. The Rabban Shalom has hashgacha pratis on everybody. He'll give more hashgacha to protect the humble people than the arrogant people.
Jealous. Don't always look up to those who have more. Look down to those who have less.
It's also a good idea. Yes. Omar Abchiz, the Vitema Maruk, Fekolod, Mashiyesh, Bagasa, Saruch. If a person is arrogant, he holds that he's God's gift to the world. Omar Akarish Boch, Ain't Aniba Hu Yechonim Lo Deboilim. I can't be together with him at the same time. He's so big, he's taken over. Arrogant people, I find that very disgusting. That's what the Gemara says. Shenema, Miloshnim Baseser Yehu, also Atmis, Giva Inayim, Rachav Levav, also Lucha. Pasuk is complaining in Tilim about the arrogant people. Miloshnim Baseser Yehu is talking Loshnar about other people because he's so great. No one can compare to me. I am so great and I'm always attacking the others. Also Atmis, Rabban Shalom is going to chop him down, he's going to kill him. Giva Inayim, Rachav Levav, also Lo Uchal. What does that mean? Also Lo Uchal. Atikri, also Eleito Lo Uchal. Rabban Shalom can't. He says, I can't be together with him. I can't be together with him. That's called Chilul Hashem. The Gemara says, when a person does an Avera, so the Shechina runs away. Cholol is an empty space. So Chilul Hashem means one who does an Avera, one is so arrogant, so he chases away the Shechina. So the Shechina is always, Lo Chol Olam Kavod, the Shechina is all over. But when a person is arrogant, so he's chasing away the Shechina. Or when a person does an Avera, so the Gemara says, Komok Mesheh Chilul Hashem. When there's an empty vacuum, there's an absence of the Shechina. Some say that the main aspect, the Rebbe Shlomo says, I can't be together with him, goes on people who talk Lashon Hara. That's how the pasuk begins. Miloshnim baseis reyehu, osa lucha lita lucha. Another say goes on one who is arrogant. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Ein enu v'hu yichodim liyas ka'achas boilam. Amr Rabbi Alexandri, the Gemara was quoting all the Tanoim and all the Amoraim. They all had terrible comments to say about the arrogant people. Amr Rabbi Alexandri called on Mashiach Begasos HaRuach. If a person is very arrogant, Afilu Roch Kimo, See, a person is not so arrogant. That's how some of them Mefarshim say. A person is not arrogant, doesn't think that he's God's gift to the world, so he knows that he doesn't deserve always to be in first class, to travel first class all the time. So he knows he may have a bumpy road in life. So he's looking out. He's not going to have it. He doesn't think he's going to. See, a Bachar Yeshiva, he thinks he's God's gift to the world. He deserves the best Shidduch in the world, and he deserves the best Parnassah in the world, and he deserves everything should be healthy, and everything should go his way. So then, if he's going to have a slight problem in life, he's not going to know how to deal with it. He thought he deserves everything. A person is humble, so he doesn't think that he deserves everything. So he's going to have difficulty. Everybody has difficulties in life, so he'll know how to deal with it. He didn't expect that everything is going to be first class. That's how the Gemara says. A person who's a Baal Gaiva, afilu ruach kima echros, even if a slight wind comes, another person will get blown over if there's a heavy wind, if there's a big wind. But a person is so arrogant and he thinks that he deserves everything in life, has to go his way, and he doesn't get the best shidduch, and he doesn't get the best panos, and he doesn't have children right away, and not everything goes, and someone gets sick, so he falls to pieces. He doesn't know how to deal with it. Shenema harushaim kayom nigrash. The rushaim are like the ocean. What does it mean? Ma yam sheesh b'kama revius rua ma yam. The yam has so much water in it. If there's a little wave, ruach kima oichros. If there's a little wind, so right away it stirs up the water. Adam, a human being, doesn't have so much blood in his system. Shem bo el revius achas. Not exactly. The Gemara says that the tiny little baby that's born starts off only with approximately a revius of dam. That's why we have a din. Ameses kazais men ameses metame. And the Gemara learns from a pasuk, the revius dam and ameses also metame. Well, where they get the sheer revius dam? A person who's an adult needs much more than revius. How many pints of blood do you need to live? 8 pints or something. But the tiniest baby, when it's born, only needs a revius dam. So revius dam is considered the chiyus of a person. Ki adam hu anefesh. So it's based on that idea that Allah says the revius dam and ameis is metame. So the Gemara says that the ocean is full of water when you have a slight little wind. Ruach kima, a little wind, oichrosai, causes the water to wave, makes waves in the water. So a person who doesn't have so much liquid in his system, he only has a revius. Alachas kama v'kama, you don't have so much water that it should push down. So if life is going to be a little bumpy for him, so he's going to get all shaken up. So the Gemara has a whole sugya about how terrible it is to be arrogant. Then all of a sudden, the Gemara comes to the conclusion. Amar abchir barabba amar rav, Talmud Chacham tzach sheyeh bo echad mishminu shebishminus. The Talmud Chacham has to have kavod haTorah. He has to command respect from the balabatim. So if he's going to be humble, so no one's going to respect him. So he has to have a little bit of gaiva. He has to have a shminu shebishminus. Shminu shebishminus. Some say an eighth of an eighth is 1/64th, so it's batel b'shish. That's how some say. They quote from the Vilna Gaon that he said it means the eighth pasuk and the eighth parsha. You go bereishis noach lechlach vayerach haisara told us vayetze vayishlach. So the eighth pasuk and vayishlach, Yankel Yina says katanti mikol hachasari mikol hemes. That the shminis and mishminis means that he should say I'm nothing, I'm nobody. Yeah, but that's a vertel from the Vilna Gaon. But the Pashup Shatning Mar means he has to have a little bit, he has to be a little spunky, otherwise Rashi says he won't be able to give any tochocha. How does Rashi say over here? He's not going to have the ability, to be stern with other people. He's going to be humble, so he can't give any tochocha. Yeah. So he has to have a little bit of gaibes. He has too much tegnish. He has to have a tiny little bit. Omer avuna beidu Rabbi Shua, and it's a wonderful thing if the Talmud Chacham has a little gaiva. Uma atralei, it'll enhance his presence. Kisasa l'shibolta, like we said before, like the fuzz on top of the tall stalks of grain that are growing. So it's like this is the crown. This is the atara that he has. Talmud Chacham, if he dresses nicely and he goes nicely and he has a little gaiva, so that's a wonderful thing. Omar Rav is also going along with this idea. He says b'shamta dizbe b'shamta delezbe. If a person doesn't have any Talmud Chacham doesn't have any gaiva at all, So that's terrible. That's no good. He has to have a little ubishamta deleispe. If he has too much gaiva, toignish, and if he doesn't have any gaiva at all, toigaychenish. So they're all going along with this. Talmud Chochma has to have a little gaiva in order that he should be able to put his foot down and he should be able to give tochoch. And then the Gemara says, Amar Nachma Yitzchok, the maskana is no, lo mino ve lo miktsasa. He says, no, Talmud Chochma should not have, even in Shmini Shebishminis, should be gaiva. And the Pashta says that this is the maskana, that we don't accept everything, these last few lines. Gemara arranges it in such a way that Nachma Yitzchak is considered the maskana, not supposed to have this little bit of gaiva. And he says, Mizuter dichsid beitarvas Hashem kol gvaleif. You think this is nothing? The pasuk describes arrogance as tarvas Hashem. A taiva is terrible. You're not allowed to have any taiva. Shouldn't even have a shminis shebishminis. The Rambam writes in his Pirush HaMishnayos on the Mishnah, Rabbi Levita Soimer miyod miyod hevi shval ruach. So the Rambam interprets that he has a whole long essay in the Shemana Prokim and he has in the Mishnah Torah. The Chizdei is a person should always go b'derech hamamutza. Shouldn't go to one extreme or the other extreme. Should always go in the middle of the road. But he says there is one exception to the rule: arrogance and humility. You shouldn't go in the middle of the road. You should be extreme. So that's what the Mishnah means. Rabbi Levitis says you have naima miyod miyod hevi shval roch. Miyod miyod means you have to go to the extreme. There's a stira in the Rambam. Between Perek Aleph and Perek Beis and Hilchas Deis. Perek Aleph and Hilchas Deis, the Rambam develops this whole idea that a person should always go b'derech hamamutza, shouldn't be either one extreme or the other, shouldn't give away all of his money, he shouldn't be a miser, not to give anything, he should be normal. And he shouldn't be always laughing and kibitzing and joking, and he shouldn't be always over serious. He should be volgemut. He should be talk in a normal way with a good sense of humor, sure, but he shouldn't be too much kibitzing, he shouldn't be over serious. And so the Rambam gives all the Mishalim. So when he gives you in Perek Aleph all the examples of Derech HaMamutza, so he says he shouldn't be too arrogant, he shouldn't be too humble, he should go by Derech HaMamutza. Then in Perek Beis the Rambam writes what he wrote in the Pirush HaMishnayos, Miod Miod Hevish Vavroch. When it comes to arrogance and humility, you should not go by Derech HaMamutza, you should go to the extreme. So he contradicts what he wrote in Perek Aleph. So the Lech Mishnah asks, he doesn't know how to deal with this. A steer between Perek Aleph and Perek Beis in Hilchas Deis. So the Yosemech says, look in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Pirkei Avos and you see what the teretz is. So it's interesting. The Rambam on that Mishnah says, min ha-Torah the din is that gaiva and arrogance is the same with all other midas. Yishgo b'derech ha-mamutza. Rabbi Levitus Yishyavne says, miyod, miyod, hevishal ruch, that's gzeira de Rabbanan. Used to thinking of Gzeiras the Rabbanon, there's Basav Cholov in the Rabbanon, there's Ribbis the Rabbanon, Hilchas Shabbos, there's Shvusim in the Rabbanon, all kinds of Dinim Rabbanon, and the area of Midas also, the Dinim Derais and Dinim the Rabbanon, that's an Einfall. That's what the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam writes, Min HaTorah, the Din is that it applies even to arrogance and humility. But we're afraid that most people misjudge where's the Derech HaMamutza. See, in the Gemara, it's easy. The middle is right over here, where the crack is. That's the middle. How are you supposed to know between 1 and 10? How are you supposed to know where's the middle? So it's very hard. So people would think, I am in the middle. He's such a Bhagav. He is in the middle. So that's what the Rambam said. They made Gzeira d'Rabbanan. Every arrogant person thinks that he's in the middle. Or he thinks he's not even in the middle. He's closer to 1 than he is to 10. And he's misjudging himself. So that's why the Chacham made Gzeira d'Rabbanan. Miyod, miyod. You have to go to the extreme. That's the Rambam that Shadal was a philosopher in the 1800s. Shadal lived in Italy. Shmuel David Letzata. So he attacks the Rambam. Why did he incorporate so much Aristotle in the Mishnah Torah? Mishnah Torah should only be Gemaris. Why did he have to put so much from Aristotle, from the Greek philosophers, about the Derech HaMamutza, straight from the Greeks? So the later Rabbanim point out a lot of the Lashonis that the Rambam uses there as taka straight from Aristotle, but the idea does appear in the Gemara. The Gemara says that we learned in the beginning, I think we discussed in the first half in Sota, it says, Haroi Sota Bikukula Yazar Atzma Min Ayayin. Why is in Chumash, in a Mishnayis, why is Nazir? Right, thanks to Sota, because a normal person should not be Mekabal Dayt in Naziris. Not to drink, and not to drink Yayin, and not to take haircuts, not to be Metamel Mesim. What kind of Chachma is that? Normal person shouldn't do it. But if you live in a generation where you see a Sota, Haroi Sota Bikukula, and you realize that comes about because people drink, people go on drugs or whatever, so it leads them to sin. So then you shouldn't go b'derech hamamutza. Then you have to go to the extreme. So the Gemara is saying you should normally go b'derech hamamutza, and on rare occasions you have to go to an extreme. So the Rambam got the idea from the Gemara, and this idea that Aristotle has, it says in the Gemara. So the Rambam wrote a lot of the Lashonis from Aristotle, but it's based on the Gemara. The whole thing is based on the Gemara. So that's the shot. The Rambam holds that the maskan is lo mino ve lo miktzos, that a Talmud Chacham should not have the shminis shebishminis. Let's take a look in the Gemara and Amid Beis first. Take a look, the fifth line from the top. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, boy orei, take a look. Kame gedolim nemuchi haruach lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cherishes humble people. Shebisho shebeis HaMikdash kayom, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Oda makrev oila, a person brings a korban oila, he gets reward for that mitzvah, schar oila b'yad. The person brings a mincha, a korban mincha, schar mincha b'yad. Whatever korban he brings, he gets reward for that mitzvah. He doesn't get reward for the korbanos that he didn't bring. Avol, misha daito shvelo, person who is humble, malalo akosov, the Tanakh considers it, ki lehikriv, kol hakorbanos kulam. As if he brought all the korbanos. Shenemar, zivche lekim ruach nishbara. Zivche, in the plural. One who has a ruach nishbara is considered as if he brought all of the korbanos. The Mefarshim point out that Rabbi Shua ben Levi was taka, a very humble person. The Gemara says in Ksubis that when he died, so he came to heaven, and then they said, they announced, the angels announced in heaven, Panu derech lebar livoy. Everybody should make room, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is coming. So then when he came, and they all knew, oh, he had a reputation in heaven, he was a holy tzaddik. So then they asked him, Niris ha-hakeshes bi-amecho, did the rainbow ever appear during your lifetime? They were asking him, they wanted to know how great a tzaddik he was, because they had a tradition that the rainbow was only given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an os habris, that God will never destroy the world again. So if you live in a generation with evil, wicked people, and the generation deserves to be wiped out, so God has to show you a rainbow. He promised, he swore, that's the os habris, he's not going to destroy. If you live in a generation with big tzaddikim, so the tzaddikim are making on the door, so he's not going to destroy the generation anyway. So they asked Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Niris HaKeshes B'Amecho, did the rainbow ever appear during your lifetime? Were you such a high, a great tzaddik that you didn't need the rainbow? So he says, yeah, the rainbow did appear during my lifetime. So he said, oh, you're not the great tzaddik that we thought you were. We thought you had such a great reputation. So then the Gemara said, the truth of the matter is the rainbow never appeared during his lifetime. But he told a lie because he was humble. That's what they point out. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was nor dervish and nor mikayim. He himself was a very humble person. So then he says, right after saying that one who is humble is considered as if he brought all the karbonas, then he says, v'lo od, elashen tfilos nemesis. Not everyone's prayers are accepted. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, a humble person, his prayers will be accepted, they will never be rejected. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tilmanay, Nishba v'nitke, Elokim lasiv zakadosh Baruch Hu will not despise, he will not reject the prayers of the humble person. So I saw some of the Chidor quotes this from one of his rabbeim. He says, the din is that you're not supposed to bring any karbonos before the Tom Shal Shachar. The Beis Amin, you're not supposed to bring any karbonos after the Tom Shal Bein Abay. So by us, the davening shachar is like Tom Shal Shachar. And davening Maariv is like the Tom Shal Bein Abay. And the davening Maariv is connected Hekta Chalav Meimurim. That you do all night long. That you can do all night long. So if a person wakes up in the morning, it takes him a while till he gets to shul and starts the Dam Shachris. So if he's a humble person, when he wakes up in the morning, he's acting like a humble person. So it's considered as if he brought karbonis. Considered as if he brought all the karbonis. He brought all the karbonis before the Tom Shal Shachar, because the Shachar is like Tom Shal Shachar. So one would think that his Shachar would not be so gewaldic. It won't be so accepted, because the Tom Shal Shachar is supposed to precede all the karbonis. And his act of humility is like having offered a karbon before a Dam Shachar. It's a whole pilpul. So he says, no, that's why Rabbi Shimon Levi connects the two together. Even though one who is humble is considered as if he brought all the karbanos, but it's not a violation of bringing the Karbanos before Tam and Shoshacha. Adarab, his prayers will be listened to. His prayers will not be rejected. So that's what an Amid Aleph also, the Gemara has that. No? Gemara says, Omachiskia, five lines from the bottom. And we're talking about whose prayers are accepted and whose prayers are rejected. So he says, "Ein tfilos shalom nishmas elam kein mesim libo kibasa." If a person holds a lot from himself, so his prayers will not be so accepted. That's how the Gemara says. They've nishba minit kelekim leisibz. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will not reject. Tfila is called avodah shebelev. Liav da b'chalav avchem. What is avodah shebelev? First daf in Tainus. Avodah shebelev is tfila. So leinishba minitke, the humble heart, elekim leisibz. That avodah shebelev will not be rejected. So that's what the Gemara has on Amid Aleph also. That the person who is humble ain't philosophy of Mishmas and came mesi libo kibasar. If he doesn't hold so highly of himself, he's flesh. And Emma, the Pasuk says, that's at the end of Ishai, the very end, that the Lossi love of Hoya mi de Chodesh b'chach min de Shabbos b'shabbato yavokal basar l'shtachvos l'fanai. People will come bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and pray to him. Like when we daven Shemana Esrei, we bow down four times. Beginning of Avos, the end of Avos, beginning of Moedim, the end of Moedim. The Yavu Kabbalah of the Shtachvos doesn't only mean to bow down, means to bow down and to daven. That's how Rashi interprets in the Gemara. He's going to be Mishtachavel lehis palel. Rashi says Lishtachvos lehis palel. So the pasuk says Yavu Kol Basar. Why say should say Yavu Kol Adam? Why say Kol Basar? Kol Basar means that he doesn't have a hard heart. He doesn't think so highly of himself. His heart is soft, like flesh. Yesh anashim, how to say, sheesh lam meiv ke'evin, yesh avanim sheesh lam meiv ke'bosa. So that's how the Gemara says over here. A person's prayers will only be answered if he's ke'bosa. Meisim liba ke'bosa. And then Omer Abzeri has another comment. We have two psukim in Chumash that talk about negat tzaras. So it says, negat tzaras ki'ya ba'odam, how to say, the nirpa. No. It says, what are the psukim Rashi quotes? Basak si be v'nirpo, ubasik ye bab yoshchin v'nirpo. The pasuk says that the person has negat saras, he comes to the kohen should declare that he's tame. So when the kohen is declaring that he's tame, it says, Adam ki yer besor negat saras. Negat saras ki yer ba'adam. So it never says basar, it says Adam. If the person halt from zich, I am an Adam, I am a very important person, so then he'll suffer with negat saras. When the negat saras gets healed, so the Lashon HaPasuk is basar. It doesn't say Adam over there. So you see that the Halderach HaTzachus, that a person whose heart is like basar, rach ke basar, he will be nirpa. His sickness will be healed. And the one who's an Adam is going to have a negat saras. The one who holds from himself is going to have a negat saras. That's what Rashi quotes the psukim that this is based on. Basar ksi bevin nirpa. When the negat saras gets healed, it says basar. And when the negat saras is discovered, is not healed, and the kohen declares that it's tamei, there it says Adam. Adam aloksi bevinir. If he holds that he's an Adam, arrogant, then he's going to have a negat saras. When he holds that he's a basar, soft-hearted, then it'll be vinir. Amar Rab Yechanan, what is a mensch? What is a person? What does he have to be so high and mighty about? The word Adam is a rosh tevis of garnishment garnished. Adaf, dalid mem, Adam stands for Efer, and Dam and Mora. Mora is the gall. The gall juices that come out. Rashi quotes that medicine of the times of the Gemara, they had Mora Shchere, Mora Aduma. They thought that the gall controlled the body. Maybe it does control. I don't know. So the Rosh Tevis of Adam is not is garnishment garnish. Efer, Dam and Mora. And Basar is also Busha, is what to be embarrassed with, Srucha and Rima. And Ika the Amri, others say, no, what do you mean? The word Basar is a Rosh Tevis. The Shin of Basar stands for Srucha. This is a Shin and this is a Samach. This is a Sin. and that's a sum, it's not the same letter. So Ikadiyami ought to say no. Not that the sum, the sin of Basar stands for Srucha, but rather Ikadiyami Sha'ol. Why? Dichsibishin? It's spelled with a shin, but it's pronounced sin, Basar. So that's why one says it's better to make a Reshitavis the sin that it should represent Srucha, a Samach. The other one says, no, a shin and a sin is the same letter, a shin. So he says it's Sha'ol, that the people are all in Sha'ol, in lowly form of living. People shouldn't be arrogant. Like before, a person is arrogant, the end of the story is going to be, he's going to be knocked down. He's going to lose all of his greatness, or he's going to lose his life, he's going to get sick. How does he know? Shenamba, the pasuk says, it's talking about a different thing. La seis v'la sapachas v'la baheres. It means a different thing. Seis and baheres are two different colors of white. Negatzeras is white. So seis is a very bright white, and baheres is a little less bright. And sapachas means told us. Sapachas is just the word that means tzugachepet, not like another color of white. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, Seis has a tolda and Baharis has a tolda. The word sapachas means a tolda, a lighter color, a lighter shade of white. And then the Mishnah discuss which, you have to have a sheer kigris, you have to have a minimum size negat saras to declare the person, that the kohen should declare the person as a tomei. So what if you have a shirtz kigris, half of it is one shade of white, half of it is another shade of white. So there are many different opinions in the Mishnais in the beginning, opening sugya Masechus Shavuos, which shades of white I'm going to start with which. So an av and a tolda didei, I'm going to start together. What about one av with the other av? So it's a ganza machlokes hatanoim there. So that's the simple pshat in the pasuk. Seis v'lasapachas ala baheres, seis is kemarasheleg, and Baharis is, I think, Sida Hecho, like the white on the walls in the Beis HaMikdash. And Sapachas means a Toldo Lazeh and a Toldo Lazeh. So now the Gemara is interpreting this in a different, an agadic drash on the Pasuk. Seis means an arrogant person, and Sapachas means he'll be a Nochschlepper. Whoever, how did he start off? Kol Adam Sheish Begasus HaRuach. If a person acts high and mighty, he's going to act with a lot of arrogance. The end of the story will be he's going to become a nachshlep. A lebesof he will be nitcha. Shenema la seis. Whoever starts off as a seis, the end will be he'll become a sapachas. Ein seis a loshen gavaya seis means in this interpretation. Pashup shat in the pasuk means it's a very bright color of white, the color of snow. And the reason why it's called seis is because when you have white on the skin, so it looks higher than the rest of the skin. That's what Rashi writes on Chumash. It's an optical illusion. It's not higher, but it looks as if it's higher. So he interprets, Ein Seis Halosh and Gavash Shenem, Aval Kala Harim Aramim, Aval Kala Gavos Hanisos. They were worshipping Avodah Zarah all over the place. They were Getchkes on top of every tall mountain, on top of every tall hill. Aval Kala Gavos Hanisos. So the word Seis means high up. Ein Sapachas Ala Tvelen. Sapachas means Tzugachepet, Anoch Shleper. Shenemar. When Eli was the Kohen Gadol in the days of Shmuel. Shmuel was the Talmud of Eli, and then Eli's children didn't act properly, so they were punished. So the whole Kohuna Gedoyla was taken away from them, and it was given to the other Kohanim. So they were cursed that they're going to all die. Kol Bar Mitzvah Chayav Musa Anoshim will all die at a young age of 40, unless they'll be Oisik in Torah Mitzvahs, and then they will be eased out of the kuhuna, and those of the descendants of Eli who will want to join with the other Kohanim who will be taken over, the Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan Shil, will come and beg, allow me, Svacheninu alachas hakunas lechot paslechem, please, they'll beg, by the other Kohanim, let me join along with your Mishmar, that I should get a little paslechem, I should get a little shiori menochas to eat. When you bring a mincha to the Beis HaMikdash, so he makta the kaimitz on the Mizbech, and the rest of the shiori menochas, the Kohanim eat. So the Bnei Eli, the descendants of Eli, will come and beg and plead that they'll ask for Svacheninu, allow me to join along with the other Mishmaris of the Kuna. So Gmar just quotes the pasuk Svacheni, that the verb Lispoach means to be Tzugeshepet, to be a Nochschlepper. So whoever Laseis v'las hapachas, he gives a drasha, means one who is high and mighty, one who acts with arrogance, will become a sapachas, will become a nochshlepa. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Abai and Rava were both kohanim. Abaye was the nephew of Rabba. Abai was a yosim. He was raised by his uncle Rabba. So Abai and Rabba, they were all kohanim from Beis Eli, and they all died at a young age. And those who were Oisik and Torah lived another couple of years, past 40. And those who were Oisik and Torah and Gemilas Chasarim, they lived even longer. But they were under this curse. That was the curse of Mishpacha Seili, that Cholmar Bizbeschi and Musu Anoshim, they all died at a young age. This is part of the curse, that they lose the whole status as Kohanim, and they come and they'll beg, allow me to join along with your Mishmaris to get a little Matnas Kohanim. Then the Gemara says about the davening, that one who is humble is considered as if he brought all the korbanos, and other rabbi, this doesn't take away from his davening, it enhances the davening. Other rabbi, the davening of the humble person, this was all a member of Rabbi Shlomo Levi. We have members of Rabbi Shlomo Levi all over the place. I don't know why they quote this. The next member has nothing to do. The Amr Rabbi Shlomo Levi said another member, but he said another 1,000 members that are quoted in the Gemara. So I don't know why they quote this one. The Amr Rabbi Shlomo Levi, another member, called Hashom or Choisa Ba'olam Azeh, a Shuma. A person has to make an assessment. He has to get an accountant to find out whether his business is making money or is he losing money. Well, what's going on? A person has to take an account of his Maisim. Heavy mechashiv the mitzvah. Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Heavy mechashiv hefsed mitzvah keneged schara, schara vera keneged hefsedah. That's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Rashi said that's what it means. You have to be shomar choisa b'olam hazeh. You have to assess your style of living in this world to see whether you're doing right or wrong. So what does it mean? So we usually interpret. That's a person who's going to be a Shem Shabbos. He's going to be a Shem Shabbos, so he can't get a job over there. If you get a job over there, you get $300,000 a year. The Shem Shabbos is going to make $100,000 to $150,000 a year less. So the question is, maybe he should violate Shabbos? Maybe he should give up the principle of Shabbos? And the Mishnah says, Hevi Mechashiv, Hefsid Mitzvah Keneged Schara. You're going to lose $150,000 because of Shabbos, but you're going to get Olam Haba because of Shabbos. Olam Haba is worth more than $150,000. That's the way we usually learn. Having mechashiv, hefsed mitzvah keneged schara. You're afraid you're going to lose $150 by being a Shem Shabbos, but you're going to get so much schara and blah, blah. And schara avera keneged hefsedah. Let's say, same thing. If I'll do the avera, I won't keep kosher. I won't keep kosher. It'll cost me half the price, a third of the price. I'll save a lot of money. But then you're going to go to Gehen. Then again, you're going to lose a lot. So you should always make that cheshbon. And that's how the standard Mefarshim say Pshat in the mitzvah. Shoma choisa b'olam hazeh, you should always make a cheshbon. Are you keeping the mitzvahs? And don't think that by violating the mitzvah is going to pay. Other Mefarshim on the Mishnah learn punkt fakert. Have a mechashiv. Sometimes there's a klal chatei b'shvil shetiske. Every legal system has a principle that the ends justify the means. Just the question, which ends and which means? So if my wife is in labor, and I'm driving her to the hospital at 3:00 in the morning, I'm not going to stop for the red light. There's no other cars on the highway. I'm going to go through the red light. And if the police stop me, I'll say, my wife is in labor. So they'll say, please. And the police will call ahead and they'll say, everybody, panu derech, let him go. The ends justify the means. If I want to make a yeshiva, there are enough yeshivas. No, I want to make a yeshiva and I don't have enough money, so I'm going to cheat the government and I'm going to... So there, the ends do not justify the means. It depends which ends and which means. Pikoch nefesh is decha kala tarkula. So the ends justify the means. Hakrovas karbonis zibra decha shabbos. So those ends justify those means. And other things, you're not allowed to be mechal shabbos. So there is a rule. Every legal system has a rule. The ends justify the means. Just different systems have different rules. Which ends, which means, which is decha which. So the Gemara has a rule that chatei b'shvil shetiske. Sometimes we encourage people to do an avera in order to gain. So that's what some, in rare cases. Take for example, the Rambam writes, we have a klal, the Chachamim prohibited us from blowing shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Why? Because they're afraid that someone's going to be Mechal Shabbos. A lot of people are going to be Mechal, they're going to carry the lulav, they're going to carry the shofar on Shabbos, going to carry the lulav on Sukkot and so on. So they're telling us to violate the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar and to violate the mitzvah of lulav, because of Chilul Shabbos. So that's Chatei Bishvil Shetiske. So the Rambam gives a mashal for this. So he says, Omer Chachamim, Chalalol of Shabbos Achas, Kadei Sheishma Shabbos Es Harbe. That's a sugya in the end of Yuma, in the last parak in Yuma. So the Mishnahis have that if a person is sick on Yom Kippur and is going to fast, it's a sakana, he may lose his life. So the din is that the doctors have to determine that it's a suffix sakana. So then other rabbis tell him he has to eat. So the Gemara says, how do you know that this, where does it say in Tanakh? Where does it say in Chumash? What's the mocker in the halacha that pekuach nefesh is decha? So the Gemara finally comes to the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvahs, v'chai bohem lo she'amas bohem. But first the Gemara gives other drushes, several other drushes. So one of the earlier drushes was, v'shomra b'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos. Shemar chalal olav Shabbos achas kedei she'ishma Shabbos asarbi. Shomra b'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos has the connotation, you should see to it that everyone should try to keep as much of the religion as possible. And if sometimes it'll be necessary, a person is sick on Shabbos, so we'll drive him to the hospital, and he'll get better, then he'll live, we'll extend his life for many years, and he'll observe many Shabbos. What are we going to be, such sticklers, we're going to be machmir, not be machal Shabbos today, the guy's going to die today, so that'll be the end, that'll be the end of his whole career as a Shem Shabbos. So let's tell him, and we should all be machal Shabbos today, to extend his life, the end, the result will be that we'll get more Shemir Shabbos. If we'll be machal Shabbos today, it'll end up, we'll get more Shemir Shabbos. So what they're saying in effect is, Chatei Bishul Shetiske. The ends justify the means. So that's what the Rambam says. What right did the Chachamim have? Yeshkach v'achachamim. Lakadov ben ator b'shei b'altasa. What right did they have to tell us not to blow shofar and not to shake lulav and Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot fall out on Shabbos? So the Rambam says, like the doctor sometimes will amputate a limb that's infected or gangrenous in order to save the whole organism. So the Rambam says, you want to save the whole Judaism, you want to save the whole religion. If you're going to tell people, you have to blow shofar today, you have to shake a lulav today, so then Shabbos is going to be violated. For sure, many people violate Shabbos. And Shabbos is so important, that's going to unravel everything. So the whole religion is going to fall apart. So the Rambam says that whole koyach, yishkoach, yachachamim, lakadom ben ator b'shei b'altasa, is based on this principle of chatei b'shvil shetiske. So that's what other mefarshim say on this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Hashem archoisa ba'olam hazeh, you have to shuts up. You have to get a good accountant to make good cheshvin. Is your style of living correct? So whereas we usually learn, having mechashed hefsin mitzvah, keneged tzchos, charaver, keneged aseido, don't think you're going to make more money by being mechal Shabbos. No, but you're going to go to Gehenim. And don't think you're going to save a lot of money by not eating kosher. No, you're going to go to Gehenim. So the simple pshat in the Mishnah we usually interpret, keep the mitzvahs and don't do any averis. So other mefarshim say, no, and the Mishnah is telling us sometimes faker, having mechashed hefsin mitzvah keneged tzchora. Sometimes you should not fulfill. Don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos. Violate the mitzvah of shofar, because there's another consideration that outweighs it. And sometimes they tell you, yes, be mechal Shabbos, to save someone's life. So the Gemara first starts off and says, that because nefesh is decha Shabbos, simple. The end result is you're going to have more shmirah Shabbos. Like this, you're going to observe this Shabbos, the guy's going to die, that's going to be the end of his career. He'll live many more Shabbos, it's going to pay in the end result. The ends will justify the means. And aver lishma. So then the Gemara says, that would only be good, that explanation, that source, that because nefesh is deche kola terakula, that would only explain if it's a very good investment. Let's say a guy tells me, there's a risky company, if I'll invest $1 million, I may make a nickel, and I may lose $1 million. So Meshugadaf Nazad, I should invest $1 million to possibly make a nickel at the end of a year. I'd rather put my money in a savings account where they give no interest. Why should I invest it? I may lose everything. The investment has to make sechel. If it's risky, it doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, if the din of pikvach nevish decha kolat arkula would only be based on chalalol of Shabbos achas, it has to be a sensible investment. It means I'm being mechal Shabbos and I'm positive. It's vaday I'm going to save the guy's life. I'm going to stand his life and it's going to become out. The end result is going to be more Shmira Shabbos. Chatei b'shul shetiske, the end is going to be more Shmira Shabbos. What if the odds are the only 2% chance that he's going to survive? Or the odds are he's not going to die anyway. We're not sure how sick he is. He's probably not so sick. It's only 2% chance that he's sick. Could be he's not even sick. We don't have any doctors here. We only have laymen. The laymen don't know how sick he is. So it may come out that we're being Mechal Shabbos, and he's going to die anyway. He's going to live anyway. So is that a smart investment? The Gemara says, you can't say that Pikuach Nefesh Deicha Kol HaTarkul is based on the ends justifying the means. Then it would only go in a case when it's a vaday that you're going to extend his life. Mara says, no, you need the other pasuk, even if it's a slight chance of saving his life. We're not so sure that he's sick. And even if he's sick, we're not so sure that the doctor's going to be able to help him. And it's a sfek sveka, and maybe he would just be Mechal Shabbos, not going to get anything out of it. That's the halacha. Sfek sveka, because Nevi is also Decha Shabbos. It's a separate din, because Nevi is Decha Kol HaTarkula. It's a separate halacha. It's not only based on sometimes it's based on Chalal of Shabbos Achas, but very often it's not based on that, because it's not such a smart investment. The odds are that you're going to be left with the Chilul Shabbos without gaining anything from it. So that's what. Those are the two ways to read this Gemara. Hashama Chayse Ba'alam Azeh will Zeicha Beiroi Bishuasa Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu. He will be Zeicha Terabban Shalom Zishua Shenemar. The pasuk in Tilim. Pasuk says V'Som Derech Arenu B'Yesha Elokim. Atikri V'Som Ela B'Som Derech. There's the Mincha Shai on Tanakh always talks about what the correct pronunciation, what the spelling of the letters are, what the correct pronunciation, what the correct drop is. So he says, he has a long piece on this pasuk in Tilim, in chapter Nun. So he says, a lot of people say that it's a misprint in all the Tilims that's printed Visham, and they think it's supposed to be Visham, because they all remember this Gemara. He says, no, the Gemara says, Atikri Visham Ela Visham. In Tanakh it says Visham, and the simple reading of the pasuk means a different thing. Pasuk says Zaveach Toida Yichab Denoni. One who brings a carbon and he says Vidui Zaveach Toida Toida. We usually think a Toida is a carbon Toida. You thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mefarshim there, Rashi and the Mefarshim say no. But Zaveach Toida means he shechts a carbon and he recites Vidui Yichab Denoni. He's honoring the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And then it says V'som Derech. And if the person sets Derech Hatshuveh. The guy did tshuva, and he brings the carbon, and he says, Vidui, the Sam Derech has a derech to do tshuva. How does it say? Arenu b'yesh alakim. HaKadosh Baruch will show him that he'll have Yeshua. So the simple reading of the pasuk is, V'sam Derech, the Baal tshuva will find his way to return back to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So Rabbanu Shel Olam will give him a Yeshua. He'll forgive all of his sins. So the Gemara is giving Al-Tikri. The simple meaning is one pshat. Al-Tikri, V'sam Derech, Ela V'sham Derech. One who shom archaisa b'olam hazeh, he has to make a heavy mechashev, a hefsin mitzvah, keneged tzchara, tzchara aver, keneged abser. You have to get a good accountant and make a cheshbon, which way is better. So those are the two pshat. And what does it mean, make a cheshbon? Always keep the mitzvahs and never violate averas? Or no, sometimes you should violate averas, sometimes you should not keep the mitzvahs. So those are the two pirushim on that Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. Okay. Guy, there's something. There's more than a daf gemara. There are other gemaras. There's a whole lot gemara about Guy. Yeah. And this week's Sedra, Rabbi Yitzchak Baditcheva has a very achsidish avot, but I like it. It's alpi halacha. He says there are two psukim that sound so similar, but they're different. The psukim say Hakadosh Baruch Hu instructed Bnei Yisrael they should bring a korban Pesach. So it says Bnei Yisrael also kashetziv Hashem es Moshe. They listen to the instruction. Then it says they were commanded to knock on the next door neighbor's doors to ask for matonis. So it says Bnei Yisrael also kidvar Moshe. They listen to the instruction of Moshe Rabbeinu. So frekta shaila, how come by the korban Pesach it says they did kashat tziva Hashem es Moshe, by the bezus mitzrayim to knock on the next door this neighbor's door and to ask for matonis, it says Bnei Yisrael also kidvar Moshe. Why doesn't it say the same lashon by both? So he says no, it's not the same. Korban Pesach is a din l'doris. So the word mitzvah is a technical term. Rashi writes in the opening pasuk in Parshas Tzav, Rashi quotes from the Tanoim and the Zifra, Ein Loshen Tzav Loshen Ziriz Miyada l'doris. The Rambam wrote a Sefer on mitzvahs, so he gives you the 14 klolim, the 14 sharashim, the first half of the Sefer on mitzvah. He gives you the rules and regulations, what deserves to be included in the minyan on mitzvahs. So first he says only mitzvahs derais and not mitzvahs derabbanon. 630 mitzvahs are given to Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't given the din of the Rabbanu. And then he says you only include mitzvahs that appear explicitly in the Chumash, Torah, Shemichzav. Then he says you only include mitzvahs that are noig l'doros. A mitzvah that's a hara, sure, that's not called a mitzvah. By definition, a mitzvah means the haigis l'doros. So that's what the Kedusha Slevi says. When they saw Osu, Kasha Tziva Hashem is Moshe, that says in connection with Korban Pesach, the word Hairua Shah, several of the details of the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim were only Hairua Shah. Instead of sprinkling the dam on a Mizbeach, they had no Mizbeach. So they sprinkled the dam, Mashteh Mezuzos V'Ala Mashkov. And then the Pesach says they had to eat the Korban Pesach Mashteh Mechagurim, they had to be all dressed, Na Lechem Raglechem, Akelchem Yeltchem, that was only Pesach Mitzrayim. There's no such din. It's only a din at Pesach Mitzrayim. There wasn't a din at Pesach Doros. But nonetheless, I remember years ago, my father used to get in the mail the JWB Circle, Jewish Welfare Board, used to have an English newspaper, came out once a month or something. So the middle four pages were an insert, you can take it out, it had book reviews, and books of Jewish interest. So they had a review on the book, The Last of the Just, about Shimon HaTzadik. It's a historical novel.
Huh? It was not Shimon HaTzadik, it was by Laman Bach Shavidu.
But there was some other book then, about the Bizman Bayesheni. Forgot already what the name of the book was. There was a book about Tkuvas Bayesheni, which supposedly was based on Josephus. So they gave a description, this historical novel, they gave a description where everybody ate the Korban Pesach, Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Oikaim, and then they would go visit each other to celebrate, to be friendly with each other. You did this. They didn't see people since the last of the Shalosh Regalim. So the one who writes the book review says this is clearly not based on Josephus. It's not correct. It's a pasuk in the Chumash. Al yetzish mipesach beisad boiker. After you finish eating the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to walk out of your house. How can you say that they went to each other's homes? So as a little child, I remember reading this before my bar mitzvah. It's a joke. That's a hayrasha. That was once in the history of the world. There was a din. Al yetzish mipesach beisad. The dervis, there is no such din. So true, there were dinim that were only hayrasha. But in principle, Korban Pesach is a mitzvah that's nahegas l'daris. So that's what the Kedusha Slevi says in connection with Korban Pesach. It says, B'nai Yisrael also, Kasha Tziva Hashem es Moshe. Here, that's the last pasuk in Chamishi. V'yelchav Yasa B'nai Yisrael, Kasha Tziva Hashem es Moshe v'yaharon kein osu. With respect to knocking on the next door neighbor's doors, that was once in the history of the world, that's only Hayro Ashur, and no aspect of that applies l'daris. So there it says that they listen to what Moshe Rabbeinu says. B'nei Yisrael also, kidvar Moshe. You can't call it Kasha Tziva Hashem as Moshe because it's not a mitzvah. This chiluk between Kasha Tziva Hashem as Moshe and kidvar Moshe appears later in Pesukim Chumash in other contexts. So every time it says Kasha Tziva, you have to search, sometimes not so obvious, you have to search, what is the din l'doros? Every so often it'll say that expression, Kasha Tziva Hashem as Moshe, in connection with the Hayro Ashur. So you have to understand, like here, Korban Pesach Mitzrayim was also Hayro Ashur, but it was Hayro Ashur on a din l'doros. So whatever is going to appear later in Chumash, it means also it's Hayro Ashur of some kind of a din l'doros. You have to figure out what is l'din l'doros. Okay. I'm going to Florida tomorrow morning. There's a conference on Rabbanim. They asked me to speak.